We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius!
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. Y'all know the deal. And I'm not going to bars. I am quarantined on the west side with Baser. We are quarantined away. We are keeping the coronavirus at bay.
I see what you did there. Yeah, man, it's been a rough week for me. One of my favorites on Survivor voted out onto Redemption Island.
Sucks, man.
Yeah, sorry, edge of extinction.
You know what? There's a lot of people dying of corona,
and then
too.
There's the coin flip madness.
Sad.
Oh, wait. My national champ lost yesterday. But at least the challenge is back. That's the only good news I have today.
No. Ray, stop the music. Coach, this is ridiculous.
What?
You need a life check. Like, you need a life check bad. Like, I saw someone tweet, oh, now I know why they're the sore losers. Lunchbox, like, as soon as he loses a flip, the dude gets all pissed. He wants to end the podcast. Coach, your life is great.
No.
This virus is wiping out the world.
I lost my national champion.
God.
And then we had this argument yesterday that you guys don't think every single team was used as a national champ.
I really don't.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
If you had to pick out of 64 teams, how many of those teams were used?
40 max.
I would say 50.
Okay.
I've went through all 250 brackets.
I can't go through. I don't know how to tell who their champion is, but I just tweeted it out because I wanted to know who people picked. Because you got to think, in this room alone, we have me, you, Ray, Abby, the phone girl, and Scuba Steve. Five people. All five of us picked different national champs.
Is that why you tweeted out? What was your national champ? Because you're trying to get a number?
Yeah, I was trying to see if people would reply. And not enough people replied.
I got 10 people to respond.
But still, hey, if you look.
Quite the experiment there when only 10 people is your sample size.
Oh, you're not listening. You're not.
You are a stubborn person.
No, I just want to know. So we had five different in this room, right?
Sure.
Then we had an Oregon. That's six. UTSA, seven. Oregon, that's a matchup.
Yeah.
Texas Tech, that's eight. Okay, Belmont, 9, Creighton, 10, North Dakota State, that's 11, Wisconsin, that's 12.
Yeah, still 50 short.
UNC, that's 13.
Coach, keep going, and you're not even going to get to 30.
That's Texas. I'm just saying this.
No,
only,
keep going. Keep going.
These are only 27 people that
name
replied.
Them all.
Gonzaga, Maryland, Texas State, UTEP,
shout out.
Rider, Seton Hall, Arkansas, Bradley, that's what Ray has, Fresno State, Iowa, Kentucky, Virginia.
You still need 30 left.
That's what I'm saying. But there's only 27 people that have responded, and there's already how many, 25 people that have different national champs.
I bet you there's a team. What's the total? 260?
253 people.
Out of 253 people, there's got to be a couple teams out there that no one touched. Absolutely.
Man, I'm so interested to know. I wish I could look at it and tell. Because
call Tommy.
It's Kenny. In a normal bracket, yes, you usually have about five or six teams that everybody picks because they're the big, but this is just a coin flip, so you can take anybody and you don't look stupid for picking them.
You look stupid whenever you lose a coin flip and want to end the podcast.
My point was this. You guys have taken it in a completely different direction. Maybe I was incorrect. Maybe somebody will have a champion. My point is this. When we get to the Sweet 16, people are going to have about four teams. When we get to the Final Four, if you have one team in the Final Four, you probably will win the whole thing. And then if you have somebody in the championship, already crown their ass because you don't even need to win it. What I'm saying is this is the crazy tournament. We're not even 1% of us in this is going to last to the Sweet 16. I mean, this once we get to the second round, you're getting cleaned out in the first round. Imagine in the second round when you are going to be donezo. He's going to give up at the Elite Eight.
But regardless, Coach, there are still only 64 teams.
So somebody has those teams.
Do you understand what he's saying? I'm convinced that somebody, I will pick a random team. I'll go.
But no, because there's no way to prove it.
The person that's in first place.
Kenny's website sucks.
The person that's in first place, he has East Tennessee State. So don't pick them because that's already on the list now.
Let me guess where he went to school. The mountains of Knoxville. I mean, come on. Everybody picks the school they went to.
And he's looking hard. He is digging. He wants to find one that someone does not have.
For sure, nobody picked Michigan State. For sure.
You did.
I picked Bradley. Mother.
Oh.
But he has Michigan State. Okay,
well, I picked Michigan State.
You did?
Yes.
Thanks, dude.
But that's his point, is that somebody picked every team.
That's my belief. I may be wrong, but I deep down, I just think out of 253 people that all 64 teams were used.
What I'm saying is usually in a March Madness tournament, you're having a whole log squeezed through. You know what I'm saying? Yes, now it's going to be a turtle head. If you get something through, that's all it's going to be.
I don't understand Ray's analogy. I think in a regular tournament, you get iced out in the Sweet 16 because everybody pretty much has the same thing. This, I think it's just so random.
I got it.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're dead wrong.
You're 100%
wrong. You can at least predict Kansas making it three or four rounds. In this, it's a miracle if they make it three or four.
Yes.
Your higher seeds, those were always, for the most part, guaranteed wins. Here with a coin flip, nothing. A 16-1 isn't guaranteed. And
I'm not saying they're guaranteed. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's so much more wide open. In a regular tournament, all of us would have Kansas in the Elite Eight, so we're not gaining any points whatsoever. In this, I'll bet you every other person doesn't have Kansas in the Elite Eight, so it's all different.
Guys,
you're not iced out.
I'm a freaking idiot.
There we go.
You didn't
turn in your bracket.
My bracket, I just looked at it because of the stupid Kenny's periodic table symbol.
Thank you for calling Woobox. This is Kenny. I live in the Hawaii Islands 5 hours behind you guys. Good morning. I'm just having my coffee.
Stetson is not my national champ.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was the whole time. It looks like I picked Sam Houston State.
I thought you just said Michigan State.
What in the
hell are you talking about?
Coach, it is what it is. I'm sorry, guys. When you have a periodic table as a bracket.
Well, where's Stetson?
Right there, ST. It's SA.
Wow.
Wow, guys. I was wrong. I'm still in it to win it. And I bet you no one out there picked Sam Houston State to be the winner.
That's what I...
Except me.
Well, props to Lunch for losing his bracket day one, and you reading the wrong bracket day 10. Guys, the tournament is off to a swinging success.
I mean, this is a huge...
No, but Coach, you're still wrong, though.
Who, me?
No, Lunchbox.
That's why I want everybody that's listening to this, I want you to go tweet us your national champion, because I would like to count it, and I would... Man...
You're still wrong. There are going to be schools out there that no one picked for their champ.
Like, nobody picked St. Mary's. Nobody picked Dayton. Nobody picked...
Oh, people picked Dayton? Are you kidding me?
Okay, well, maybe not Dayton. Bad example.
Nobody picked
BYU. Nobody picked Liberty.
Did any of you guys pick San Diego State?
To win it all?
Yeah. Anybody on your list?
No.
Yeah. Ain't no way somebody picked Providence.
That's
going to
be your team.
There's floaters out there.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm telling you. We're going to have a tournament where not one person has a team in the championship.
Did anybody pick Akron?
Oh, in the championship? You're nuts.
You're nuts for believing against the odds.
Coach, right now I'm still in it.
He wants side action because his bracket busted.
Yeah, I'll bet you. Yes, you're right.
Hey, happens in Vegas? You run out of your money? You're
I would bet
give
you
me
that
one
someone's going to have a team in the championship. Out of 253 people, my odds are very good.
But you're saying 253. There ain't 253, Paco. There's about 200. I would rule out already 50 people. And then
there's 253 people.
Why did you call him Paco?
It just felt like with what I was saying,
I freaking love it.
But why would he eliminate 53 people?
Because there's people tweeting us that say they have two wins. That means they have no shot of even making it past the second round for the most part.
No,
they don't.
They still have teams in it, so they have a chance to make it to the Final Four.
Coach, don't act like two teams out of the 64 with only 253 people that there's going to be a chance for someone to have, for a lot of people to have both their championship teams.
No, he's saying there's going to be no one's going to have anybody in the championship game.
There will be people, just not a lot.
Well, I didn't say there'd be a lot. He said no one would have anybody in the championship game.
No, Coach, somebody will.
I was trying to take an extremist viewpoint. Maybe I'm not totally correct, but I'll be dang close.
And I won't even. We wouldn't even be able to know because we can't see other people's freaking.
I'm just sure you can. Just call Kenny.
No. Last time we talked to Kenny, he talked about cookies, and he had no explanation for anything. And we go, "Hey, man, is there any
way?" All I can see is numbers. Like when I go to people's brackets, and I don't know
the algorithm.
I don't know what these numbers mean.
Those are cookies.
And the other number on the right, that's milk. Dip the number on the left into the number on the right, and there's your answer.
Yeah, I tried to break it down last night because I was trying to figure out if I could tell who everybody's champ was. I couldn't figure it out.
Hey, Coach.
YOLO.
I'm kind of tired of doing these videos.
Yeah, Coach, we got to cut them off at some point.
Like, I'm just.
What do you mean we have to cut them off?
It would. I thought maybe you'd throw a couple random ones at people. You don't have to videotape everyone.
Here was the telltale for me.
Why?
Yesterday, I ran home excited. I had the video for my kid because that's what he gets his results from the video. And I ran up to the upstairs. I'm like, yo, get your bracket. Let's go, Junior. I got the videos. And he's like, I'm good.
Oh,
you know why?
That's our litmus test. People are losing interest.
And
I'll tell
like,
you why.
I was like, you don't want to see the videos? Like, no, I'll just leave. I'll see my bracket update. So I spend an hour every day of my life doing these videos.
Coach,
and not even
story.
My 12-year-old son wants to.
You know why? Because he's 12. He doesn't have the attention span. And he's already out of it. He lost his national champ, so he doesn't care anymore.
So do you want to see the video?
Yes.
You lost your national champ.
I know, but I'm not 12. I have a better attention span.
I would say I'd love to be kicked back on this recliner and no video, and I can just do the coin flip and chill. Instead, I got to fake energy. I got to raise my arms. I got to make sure my hair looks fine. But I'll still do it if we want to keep doing the videos.
Coachy, when I send you a couple thousand views each one. Coach, when I text you the videos, what do you think, Ray?
I'm like, no, my phone tells me what I think. It says, your storage is almost full. You need to delete something. As an example, if you delete these crappy videos, you'll free up 1 MB of storage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So you don't like it when I text you the video?
Coach, I'm on the border. At times, I can't even get onto apps because my storage is so full.
I feel like I should pick them back up at the Elite Eight.
No. Guys.
Hey, I'll do you like, one better. How about the championship?
Coach, I mean, every morning I'm just like, done with work. No, wait, I'm not. Dang it, then I got to do those videos.
I mean,
Coach, they're well produced. I really do love them.
They really are good. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Except like, the last rollout, I had a screw up in that one.
You announced Vanderbilt the winner before the coin was even flipped.
Coach, out of 64 videos, one of them is going to be screwed up.
And there's only going to be 63 videos, and you haven't even done half yet. So, I mean, you're.
That's
you're,
what I'm saying, Coach. Give me a break, man.
Like, give you a break, but see. I don't want
to. It's a lot of videos.
I understand that, but I don't want to get frustrated right now on the podcast and go in this whole speech. So I'm just going to be like, if you don't want to do them, that's your decision. That's it.
Why don't you guys tell us on Twitter? Tell us, do you want to watch? I mean, I know it's easy for you just to click and watch them, but do you really, really want these videos? And if you say no, I'll pick them back up at the Elite Eight.
I mean, how many more times can somebody see me flip my crappy nickel onto the table? Let's see if it lands on the floor.
But the whole point is, see, here's the thing.
Because you're telling it, we're telling everyone in the podcast, most people are listening to the podcast.
It's finding still fun out, to watch the videos.
Finding out who the winner is, right? I mean, you even roll out these videos late at night, dude.
I roll them out throughout the day because I want to give people a chance to listen to the podcast. And then also it gives them another reason for our podcast to show up in their Twitter feed. And I like to tag the teams, the coaches, and maybe sometimes some players just trying to get some kind of traction. Maybe someone replies. Maybe we can get, this person, maybe we can be, like I tweeted Scott Van Pelt for the Maryland game. Hoping maybe next round we can reach out to him and say, hey, do you want to be our guest flipper? I mean, that's why I do it.
Did
he ever say anything? We just got a response from Scott.
No, we haven't got.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the support for the coin flips. And our other buddy, we were getting teased or whatever because we spelled Jerry Stackhouse's name wrong for Vanderbilt.
No, actually, Juwan Howard. But
the same tweet. But
who did that?
That's me.
Oh, the genius.
But no, our buddy goes up north, dude that works for the Colts. He goes, you spelled that wrong, but it doesn't even really matter. These aren't real games.
Yeah. And until like 2 days ago, he was misspelling quarantine every time he hashtagged it.
Yeah, that's not part of our hashtag, though. Our hashtag's sore losers, coin flip madness.
Yeah, I know. But what Lunchbox does is he puts random hashtags that are trending so people can look at our tweets.
Yes.
So you'll get sore losers, coin flip madness, Tom Brady hashtag NFL draft, hashtag way back Wednesday, hashtag quarantine life.
So somebody that's searching for the answers to the pandemic is going to come upon a coin flip in Nashville, Tennessee that means nothing.
No, it's going to bring some light to their life. It's going to be, that's fun. That's funny. Like, enjoyable.
Well, no, I don't think anyone's going to see those because he misspelled the word quarantine.
If it's trending, that's the way people are spelling it. That's why I do it.
A couple seventh graders accidentally clicked on it thinking it was a TikTok video, but then they deleted it.
I just...
Yeah, why don't we do these on TikTok, dude?
Oh, my God.
Coach, We never imagined this tournament would go this south in such a hurry.
Right. Well, I don't understand how we are. You're already ready to just give up on it.
I don't. I want to pick them back up when they're really important.
They're all important because every time someone's national champ is on the line.
We're gonna do a video for Louisville, East Tennessee State.
Here's the deal.
Yes, because the leader right now, he has East Tennessee State winning it all. So as good as he's been doing, it could all come crashing down. And how much enjoyment are you going to get watching that on video?
I'll take a selfie of it and I'll text it to the guy.
Hold on. Are we flipping that one today?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, let's go, baby.
But we're not there yet.
Oh. Why not?
Oh, whoa, sweetie. Sweetie, well, I thought you were there. I want us to get there at the same time. Whoa.
Sweetie.
Whoa.
Paco.
Eddie's ready to go early. I mean, it's all about Eddie. It's all about Eddie. He doesn't care about the other person.
Don't flip this around on me. You yesterday, my champ's gone. Go ahead and let's just buzz out.
I wanted to talk. I mean, if you guys want to flip coins now, we can. But I wanted to talk about the funniest thing I've seen on the internet in years.
Oh, Jack Black dancing?
What?
You haven't seen the Jack Black video of him dancing?
Jack Black? No.
Yeah.
The guy from
Panda, Kung Fu Panda, and School of Rock.
What I know him from.
Yeah. Look it up. It's a funny video. He's dancing.
No, I'm talking
He's all
about
fat and stuff.
I'm talking about O.J. Simpson.
Oh. Yeah, that was funny.
I got it locked and loaded.
OJ Simpson.
No pun intended.
Oh, yeah. He goes on.
Coach, you didn't shoot her.
He posts a video on Twitter about Tiger King. So there's rumors. This Carol Baskin lady, she's one of the ladies that's in Tiger King. There are rumors. Her husband, millionaire, went missing, never been found, no traces. And there's rumors that she fed him to the tigers.
When did he go missing?
A few years ago.
Okay.
Like 2007, I think. And they declared him dead, all that. So she gets all the money, whatever. And OJ watches the documentary and he gives commentary on this Carol Baskin and the theory of her killing her husband. Hilarious.
58-second audio clip playing now.
Just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well.
Great to know.
Now it's back at home, back to the couch, back to television. Listen, I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
I mean, like you running down the highway in the white Bronco, OJ. What the hell?
That'd be juice.
Well, coach, I mean, he's a professional killer. He knows what he's talking about.
He says, I could see in her eyes. I know she killed someone.
I saw a tweet. Somebody put that up and they said, this is like Michael Jordan calling you the best basketball player ever.
Like, I mean, he is commentating on other murders is just the most, the funniest thing to me that I've seen on the internet in a long time. OJ is nuts.
He's nuts, dude.
Dude, that's why he was so popular in his time. If you watch any of those documentaries, I mean, he was comparable. What?
What do you mean?
Before the killing. But I'm saying as an athlete, I mean, he was all world. I don't even know if I was born. I was barely born.
But what does that have to do with him being nuts?
Well, what I'm saying is he's a huge personality. I mean,
that's true.
He's been hidden behind a jail cell for a while. But in his heyday, I mean, that dude was the it guy.
Not really.
That's
because,
a good point.
No, because he was a good football player one. And then he got into acting. And his acting was terrible.
But still, he was still in the movies.
Yeah, but so is, I don't know, it'd be like Michael Jordan doing Space Jam. He wasn't great. He wasn't in a lot of movies.
Michael Jordan didn't kill anybody. What I'm saying is he's such a polarizing character, and now that we just let him out of the jail cell, and we got him out in the wild, and we're seeing what that is, and it's crazy. And it's shocking to people.
I bet you that if you just kind of let him roll in life, you know, for the next few years, he's just going to come out and be drunk one day and say that, yeah, I killed Nicole, like... I feel like at this rate, him doing something stupid like this, I bet you he admits to the crime like in 10 years.
I think, right when he's dying, he'll put a Twitter video up and be like, yep, I did it. Peace out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
because that, him just doing, I mean, really, if you were a murderer, like a, well, just say, like, say that you're accused of murder or whatever.
And you get found not guilty.
Found not guilty, but everyone knows you did it. but would you even touch the subject of murder?
Well, ever, no, I would publicly? Never talk about it ever. I would never comment. I would never make the tiger sushimi joke. Like, correct. What in the hell? Like, you have to be a sociopath
yes.
to be able to sit there and be like, yep, no doubt in my mind, because I know when someone's dead, and that dude's dead.
OJ, we've all associated murder with you. So now you saying that publicly, like, it's weird to us to watch that.
I mean, look at Casey Anthony. You ain't heard a peep from her. If you see something that's on Daily Mail and it's a picture through a tree, she doesn't do videos like that. But yeah, OJ's going the complete opposite direction.
He doesn't care, dude.
No, he knows that he's off and there's nothing they can do about it, right? You can't be convicted. You can't be retried.
Look, man. Look, if this was you and you got found not guilty.
Dude, I
hold
would
on. Wouldn't you be praying to God and thanking God every single day and loving every minute of your life because you literally got away with murder?
You would have to be. But at the same time, if you are that capable, you have to, like, he's a sociopath, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you murder someone, okay, and you get away with it, maybe you're not a sociopath and you just disappear. But this just tells me that he is like, hey, man, I'm out here flaunting it. Like, flaunting I am flaunting it that I killed these people, and I'm going to go on Twitter, and I'm going to give you commentary on other murders.
And I'm telling you guys, as a murderer, what I just watched on TV, that was a murder.
That all signs point to a murder happened down there at the Tiger
That's
Farm.
That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's whacked.
I.
Now the real question, is that because of concussions?
Oh, God.
I mean,
Coach, we're just covering it all.
You know that's what people do whenever they say, like, well, CTE. I mean, CTE.
Oh, man.
That's the whole argument behind it. When some football player starts acting all weird,
CTE.
Is that CTE?
Oh, I mean, I don't know him like how he was his whole career. So maybe he was the same kind of way coming out of college. Right. You know what I mean? So maybe he was already like that. He was already a sociopath. And football didn't change him. Or maybe numerous blows to the head as running back turned him crazy. I don't know.
Crazy, dude.
But the fact that he has the stones to get on Twitter and give us a Tiger Sushimi joke.
The balls?
Oh, my God. Play it one more time. Can you fast forward to that part?
Yeah, but I'll do it ghetto style.
This guy back from the go at home. I've been in is Tiger Sushimi right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
There's no doubt in my mind that guy's Tiger Sushimi right now.
Hey, and how much money do you think he has now? Is he just living off, like, regular wage?
Millions. He's got to be doing local commercials or something.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Autograph signings.
Okay.
So hey, he looks to be playing at a nice golf course, and it looks like a country club. It ain't no Muni.
And let me ask you this. If you were a country club owner,
hell
would you
no.
want
hell
OJ
no.
a member to be a member, Coach?
One of our munis wouldn't care.
That no, doesn't saying, look like a muni.
If you own a country club, would you want
OJ as a member?
Simpson as a member? At
he's going to be sitting at the bar sometimes. People are going to see him on the golf course. Maybe at the pro shop, he'll be talking to people. Do you want him around?
He's going to get paired up with random people, and those random people have to be worried. If we piss this guy off, he's going to murder us.
Can you imagine? You set up a random tea time, show up, OJ's your partner?
Can we get the Simpson single and the Jones 2? Did they say Simpson?
Hey, John, I think we're playing with OJ the Juice today.
Check his bag for knives.
Hey, good shot there, OJ. You really stuck that one on the green. I mean,
hey, OJ, next time do a smoother follow through. You kind of stabbed at that one.
Ooh. OJ, hey. OJ, I think you're in the sand. You plunged that one real deep.
Ooh. Hey, okay, go ahead, AJ. OJ, it's your shot. Oh my gosh, you sliced that one to the right. Oh, no, shouldn't have done that.
Hey, OJ, let me get to the side here on the golf cart. I don't want you to backstab me.
You got to watch out with all that stuff if OJ's on your golf course.
And, I mean, what if while
OJ, Hey, do you need to borrow a golf glove? That one doesn't look
coach.
Like a fit.
Coach, he pulls up to drive on the tee box and his glove doesn't fit.
Oh my God.
It falls out of his pocket. You're like, here we go again.
It's a black leather glove. Oh no.
OJ, if it fits, you must have quit.
I mean, how would I, like, let's say you do get paired up with him. What do you talk about?
Football. Football. Coach, you don't bring up anything else. You can't bring up collecting cards or memorabilia because
oh, yeah,
you
know, that was bad.
You can't bring up kidnapping. You can't bring up
exes.
The dude was a waiter at a restaurant. You can't mention food restaurants.
You can't talk about California. Oh, where are you from? California, huh? What part? Oh, street sounds familiar.
What kind of car do you drive?
Oh, you can't talk about cars. The Bronco will come up.
Or you, or maybe, hey man, I feel you. My ex is dead too.
Oh, hey, you can't talk about Cato.
Oh, whatever happened to Cato?
I would ask him though. Like if I did have one question for him, what would you ask him?
Oh, jeez.
I'd ask him, where'd Cato go, man? You still talk to him?
OJ.
Like how much did you pay Cato? I mean.
No, would you ask him that? No, legitimate question. You have one question for OJ.
Do you feel any remorse?
Wow. That's a big one.
So you said L.A.? Interesting. What part of L.A., if you don't mind me asking? Brentwood. Oh, a condo. You had a condo. Wow, interesting. Nice place? Huh. You live there? Who'd you live there with? Oh, X and X. Sorry, OJ. Sorry.
Where is she now, OJ?
Oh, boy.
You guys keep in touch?
Like, I wonder, okay, here's... So if you're the country club, would you want him there?
No, hell no. No way. I don't want him in my country club.
Like, he's got to play by himself every day, right? Does he have friends?
No, he has friends. I saw a video. Remember when he was doing poker or something with some friends? He was doing a poker night. He had four people there, and they were all laughing and joking with their buddy OJ. That's crazy. Now, I do believe everyone.
But what you don't see in the video is him holding him at gunpoint saying, laugh.
Coach, the thing is, you know, I do believe in forgiveness. I get all that. And I mean, maybe that's what happens in with these people who want to be friends with him and stuff. But I just don't see myself being friends with him.
Okay. We're in Vegas, and you see OJ at Caesar's Palace.
Cool.
Do you get a picture?
Nope.
Okay, Coach.
No, Coach, you would?
You have a couple drinks in you now.
Okay, hell yes.
Different story, yes, probably.
That's what I'm saying. Because you're not going to be sober. You're not going to be sober in Vegas, and I see OJ. I'm going to get a picture just for the mere fact it's OJ Simpson and be like, holy crap.
I'm going in for fingerprints.
You get DNA.
Hey, OJ, can you hold my glass? Thank you. Wait, put your thumb right there.
Coacher, CSI.
Oh, Tiger Sashimi.
It's terrible.
All right.
All right, we flipping?
Let's get back to it, boys and girls. It's time for the Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness. In the first matchup of the evening, we're going with the Louisville Cardinals. Taking on the East Tennessee State something. I have no idea what they are. They might be the Buccaneers. Let's Google that.
They're Cardinals, I think, aren't they?
Oh, let's try it. East
Tennessee, there's a lot of mountains. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't the old Smokies. Smoky Mountains.
Oh, Smoky Mountains. Let's go. Mascot.
The East Tennessee Smokies, Coach. That's a good one.
Guys, you guys are so different. They are the Buccaneers!
Really? You knew that already. Don't be stupid.
I must have seen their game, and their mascot is... Bucky the Pirate.
All right, here you go.
Bucky the Butt Pirate.
Here we go. East Tennessee State. Our leader, the guy that's been doing sore loser shotguns, has East Tennessee State winning it all.
He's ranked number one right now.
Louisville Cardinals are heads. East Tennessee State Buccaneers are tails. I will flip this because, look, my bracket is ruined. I hope I ruin someone else's bracket.
I need the Lou.
I have the Lou.
I got East Tennessee. Give me some tail, baby.
Here we
baby.
Go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh my gosh, flip it forward.
Tails! Tails! The Buccaneers live, and the miracle season prevails for this guy, Brewer. He still leads the way, and I got spit on my face. Let's go, Buccaneers!
10-1 on this side of the bracket. Sizen is taking this by a landslide!
Oh, man. Oh, Sizzin, your game's coming, baby.
Heavy Tails. I believe it's 16 to 10 on Tails.
What's close. His game?
Bradley Providence. That's his national champ is Bradley.
Okay. I got state still, and I'm good.
All right.
No, if you lose your national champ, get out of here.
No, I'm trying to stick with my point I made earlier, so I got to say that.
All right, Eddie.
Here you go. Video.
Oh, video. Good. I'm glad you decided to do video.
Well, I did one for you. But, Coach, when you're flipping the coin, flip it towards me. Don't go behind me.
I flipped it down my pants. Eddie, reach down there. Give me a reach.
That was a bad flip.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The next game in the Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness. On one side of the coin, which is the head side, we have the Ohio State Buckeyes. Whoa. And on the tail side, we have your New Mexico State Rising Suns.
Aggies.
And here we go, boys and girls. Time for your flip.
It's up. It's up. Heads. Heads. Ohio State. The Buckeyes. Urban Meyer and all of his friends.
But wait, he's not there anymore, right?
Ryan Day. No, he's the football coach. The Buckeyes move on.
Lost another one. I've lost like six in a row.
Don't touch him, dude. You might get a cold.
Coach, did you lose one too?
Yeah, I'm 1-1 on the day.
Nice.
Coach, when I'm the same as you guys. When I lose, I'm puckered. I'm not talking. Exactly. I barely could play the music.
I mean, I had Louisville. Oh, I got Louisville, right? No, East Tennessee won. God, yeah. I've lost everything. Jesus. This bracket
I'm going to turn this down, do this quicker. Guys, let's speed them up. I mean,
a bigger coin?
No, I mean, what is wrong with this? It's flipping.
It's flipping.
Like, you guys told me I need it. That was not official. It fell off my thumb. It's too small. All right, guys, we got Iowa, Wichita State. Iowa.
Where's the music?
I flip it with no music so you can hear some audio. Good gosh, dude. This is radio. No,
every time you've played this music,
I'm not able to go from the music to the coin flip. Okay, guys, here it is. Iowa from the Midwest. They eat their corn. They like their women thick. This is Iowa. They are heads. Wichita State, they are tails.
You want to hear a funny story about Wichita State?
Shockers, baby. Shock me with that story.
Hey, back in the MySpace days, in the early radio days, we would get a friend request from Wichita, and every one of them was proud parent. Every girl, proud parent.
Proud parent, because shockers?
I'm just saying Wichita. It was the most, we'd be like, oh, Wichita, proud parent.
All right, coaches, here we go. Heads is right. Iowa. Wichita State is tails.
I have Iowa.
Shut up.
All right, the coin is flipped. It's on the floor.
Where'd it go?
It's on it. You got to go get it. You got to go get it. It's behind the computer.
Oh, I got it. Hold on. Heads.
It's heads.
I win.
It's heads. Iowa. Holy crap. They're not going to husk corn. The money is going to be the new crop in Iowa because of the corn flip madness. Iowa, grab your woman. Grab her real tight. You guys are going to be rich.
The ball is.
It went way behind the computer, dude.
Hey, Eddie, why don't you yell at him about his coin flipping?
That was terrible. Oh, sad. Eddie was down under the desk.
How bad was that coin flip?
It wasn't bad. It just fell to the bottom underneath all of his wires.
Oh, sort of like mine. It wasn't bad. Yeah. It just went behind me.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm heating up.
They like their women thick. Coach, listen.
Hey, what was that? Heads? Yeah,
heads. That was heads. Coach, listen. When someone's doing the flip, you got to let them talk because then I got to cut the video and it's all jittery.
Oh, you're saying so his story he gave about Wichita parents wasn't good?
Maybe save it for after the flip.
Yeah, probably wasn't a good story either.
I'm still trying to grasp what it was.
No, what it was.
The people are that old?
No. It was, I'm telling you, it was back when we were 23, 24, when MySpace was huge, and you'd get a friend request from a hottie from Wichita, like a chick. And you'd be like, oh, she's hot. Proud parent. Every single time.
Okay. Now I get it.
Good story, Coach.
Sorry. I had literally the ball was about to be tipped, and he's trying to tell me an in-depth parent story about Wichita.
Well,
wait, we got on that one. Iowa.
I won that one. I'm hot. I'm 2-1. Ladies and gentlemen,
holy crap, 11-2 on that side, boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a border rivalry. We got the Kentucky Wildcats taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. Here we go. Kentucky heads, Tennessee tails. I hate both of them, so I hope they both lose. Here we go. I hate hate you, Big Blue.
Cats by 90, baby.
Tails! Tennessee wins! Tennessee wins! Tennessee wins! Voluntarily sending Kentucky home.
Woo! That's for Ray and Bay on the west side of Nashville. Huge Vols fans! Let's go! Hockey talk!
Did you win that one, Ray?
Yes, Coach. I'm like 12-2 on that side.
I lost it. Now, here it goes, Ray. This is it. Ray's tournament is on the line right here.
On the line.
You are 12-2 on that side of the bracket, and it can be all over with the flip of a coin.
Well, now, now you set me up. I'm going to lose it. I really have no intro. This is my champion. I hope they lose. I don't want to just whitewash this entire tournament and just keep rolling through. So it makes sense that I'm going to lose this one. I have Bradley. They're my national champion. They're tails. And then Providence is heads. Good luck to both teams.
Ed Cooley and the Providence Friar.
I'm not adding any color to this. All I'm doing is flipping the coin. Heads, Providence, tails, Bradley. Bradley's my national champion. Looking for tails. The coin is flipped.
Good one.
Heads. It's heads. Bradley's out. It stayed on the table. It always helps when it falls down. Congrats to Providence. Holy hell. Bradley's out. Why would you guys make me flip my own? I knew that was going to happen.
Hey, that's what happened to me. I flipped my own.
Man.
How's that feel?
Oh, I'm puckered, but luckily I have dominated that side, so I'm still going to get tons of points, but I won't get that championship point. But it also furthers my point that nobody's going to have a champion in this. So actually, I'm glad that I proved my point by missing that.
Boys, out of the three of us, I'm the only one with a champ still in it.
Yeah, and you didn't even know it.
Until
that's
today.
How stupid this is.
Until today.
Ray, does it make you want to just stop like and just like go home?
No,
because I've been so dominant on that side. I'm telling you, nobody's going to have a champ. Come on!
All right. Hey, this is the last game.
This is the last game of the first round, last game of the day. We don't start the second round till Monday. Give me your phone. I got a film.
All right, you want me to flip it?
Yeah, you're going to flip it.
All right, here you go. Here's the phone.
Hold on.
Woo! Guys.
Yeah, we know Texas, so you better have a decent intro.
It's been a fun first round. It's been 1 week, and this is it. It all comes down to the last flip of the first round of the Sore Loser Coin Flip Madness. This game today is brought to you by the Salt Lake Barbecue, right down the street here in Austin, Texas. We have, on the head side of the coin, the Villanova Supernovas. And on the tail side, nah, I have no idea how they got into this tournament. Lunchbox probably volunteered them. The Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, hook them. No, they would have made the actual one.
No chance.
They got butted by Oklahoma State late, but they were on the bubble.
Yeah, and they got butted by 30 points the last game of the season.
That's what I'm talking about. Talk to Joe Lunardi.
I think Lunchbox just threw him in there to please some of our listeners.
I threw him in there because I want to watch him lose again.
Here we go.
But the good news is that Shaka will be back next year as your head coach.
Heads Nova, tails Texas.
Give me tails.
I got Nova.
I have Texas. Shaka. This one's for Shaka. It's up. Heads.
Oh.
Heads. Nova wins it.
We are puckers.
Saw them off. Saw those horns off.
How many did we flip today? Six?
I think five.
Oh, five?
I don't know. A lot of heads, which screwed me.
I didn't win one single game today.
No way.
Not one. It was a bad day.
Nova moves on. Texas goes home.
We did six, and I was 3-3. That's just how hot I've been. I felt like I was cold, but I was still 500.
I had one.
Dang, I got nothing on the Southwest bracket. Is that what's called? Southwest division?
I don't know. But Ray lost his champ. OJ.
Coach, you can have my champ. I'm 12-4 on that side. I'm going to make so many points.
Idiot.
Before the championship.
But yeah.
Next rounds are worth like 10 bucks and 10 points and 20 points and 30 points.
Coach.
I don't think you have a chance, Coach. If you don't have a team in the Final Four, you don't have a chance to win this.
If you have two teams in the Final Four, I bet you win this.
You just said you're not even going to have a champ. How are you going to have two teams in the Final Four?
I still got UTEP. I still got Michigan State. And then I got, that's it. There's my two.
Well, you're already in deep trouble then. Yeah. I have three of my four Final Four still left. The only one that's out is
Bradley.
Well, I mean,
I only have one team left, San Jose State.
And your Final Four?
Yes.
You're done.
Oh, that's
interesting.
No,
I'm not. I can be the only one that wins it.
Exactly, because if you have the champ, you're going to win.
I could be the only one that can win it.
If it's set up, if Kenny, this is to you and Woobox, if it's set up that a person does very well team-wise, but or does terribly team-wise, but their champion wins, it shouldn't be like that. If you have a great bracket, but you don't have the national champ, you should still win. A person that has a crappy bracket and the national champion should not win.
What is the point system?
Oh, I have no idea, because Kenny said it's default. Remember, we called him and asked him, and we couldn't change it. We don't know.
Well, tell Kenny to look in his butt and give us the scoring.
Because here's how I do it. I just usually, when I do my own scoring, 1 point for the first round, 2 points for the second round, 3 points, 4 points, and you get 10 points for getting the national champion right. That's it.
Yeah, that's not going to be in this case.
Because like when you do ESPN, it is stupid that you get like 10 points for the first round. In the second round, you get 80 points. Points per game, right? It's like, that's just ridiculous. And I feel like this is what this is going to be. But, Ray, you're still in it.
I know I am.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. The way Kenny set it up, if you have the champ, you get like 100 points.
I would bet. That's how ESPN usually is.
Well, then that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We'll talk to Kenny.
We'll call him again. Thank you for calling Woobox. This is Kenny. Yes, our national champ gets 1,000 points. You guys have the answer, Jim? Like, Kenny, that makes no sense. Why would we do any bracket if they get 1,000 points for the champion? It has to be equal distribution. That's why ESPN, Yahoo, all of them got it correct. But Woobox?
No, they don't. No, ESPN doesn't. I disagree with. If you do ESPNs, it's the same thing. They give you crazy amount of points for getting a Final Four team. So you can really ride one team to the championship instead of having a good bracket.
See, that's not right, man.
He's all depressed now. Hey, have a good weekend, guys. OJ's going to have a good weekend. Just played some golf. Played pretty well, actually.
Weekend. There's no such thing as a weekend anymore, man.
Hey, OJ, good job at golf today. You killed it, man.
he played. He actually played well, he said.
I killed it.
Is that what he said? He killed it?
Ray made the joke and you missed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Anything you want to say?
No, man. Have a great weekend.
See, we didn't anticipate us losing like we are. You guys not doing good. We are losing national champs. It's losing its zest, the March Madness.
I don't think it is. I think people are still heavily invested.
But this tells me Jim Nance, all those announcer guys, they don't pick brackets because they are not emotional. All of us wear our emotions on our sleeves.
Yeah, they can't. But they probably can't gamble. Because if they lost a lot, there's no way they would announce it happily.
Correct.
Jim Nance, Brian Gumbel, those guys haven't filled out a bracket in 15 years, man.
Well, Brian Gumbel does because he sits in the studio. He doesn't announce. He tells you, like all them in the studio, they fill out a bracket. The ball is. And that would suck if you don't get to fill out a bracket.
Coach, what are the lyrics of this song? The balls are what?
The ball is tipped.
You're a shooting star.
So this song was just written for the March Madness? Or was it like, was just a song and they were like,
March Madness, coach, I'm about to throw this on the old wedding playlist, dude.
You should.
Coach, this could be your first dance.
She would kill me.
It was written about the NCAA.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. Nowhere in any song do they say, the ball is tipped. you slam dunk my life.
It was written by David Barrett, and he was from Michigan.
RJ's dead.
And he was from Michigan, and he was inspired to write the song in 1986 while watching Larry Bird play on TV. Just so you know, he was at a bar called Varsity Inn in East Lansing, Michigan.
Wow.
Coach. Oh, I know that well. East Lansing, that's my zip code, or that's the old area code on my phone, baby.
Coach, did you ever go to that bar, the Varsity Bar?
No, Coach, I was always underage in old East Lansing running the streets.
Wow. Here's crazy.
You hit another three-pointer.
He passed the song along to his high school friend, Armin Kantayan, who worked for CBS Sports and Sports Illustrated, who in turn passed it on to some CBS boss who played it after a basketball game.
Yeah, but I thought you said Luther Vandross sings it.
He does.
So how did it get to Luther Vandross?
Oh, you want to know that?
Yeah.
The time is short. I don't The original version was recorded by Barrett from 87 to 93.
Oh, so the original version.
Versions were recorded by Teddy Pendergrass in 94 through 99, Teddy. And then Luther Vandross 2003 to 2009. And since 2011.
This is Luther, Coach?
Yep.
Yeah, guys, I would have to say I would be shocked if as we go into the weekend, I'm not in the top 10. I am 21.
No, you will be in the top 10, but you're going to start to fall when people's teams start going to the Elite Eight and Final Four. I'm sorry, Ray.
Okay,
you might
coach.
Be in the lead. You might be in the lead going into the weekend.
That's crazy. He'd be in the lead going into the weekend, but then he could fall fast.
Yeah, because he has no national champ, so he's losing all those points out of that bracket.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's go.
Because here's Ray is good on that side, but the other side he's terrible because he only has two of his final four left, so the other side must be just crap. All right. Have a great
Coach,
weekend.
I mean, you're under 500, so you're ripping on teams that I still have in it. Your bracket is going to be complete trash. We reach the Sweet 16. You might not even have a team in it, Coach.
That's true.
That's incorrect. But, I mean, if you think that, my left side of the bracket is looking real good. I only missed four games.
Listen, I'm going to look like Nostradamus, the guy that was saying
the predictor.
Yes, this is coming. Watch out. This is coming. I'm telling you, nobody is going to have any teams in the Final Four. The tournament's going to be canceled again.
Now this guy thinks there's going to be no one with the Final Four team.
Awesome. It's not a typical tournament. You got to realize that coin is wicked. We've all been to Vegas, and it goes south in a hurry. You lose your ass. You get on a flight. Coach, that's the same thing this tournament is.
All right. Ball is have a good weekend, everybody. We're out of here. Flip those coins.
Keep flipping it, Coach.
Hey, let us know if you like the videos. They'll be up today.
I'm going to flip it one more time just for me. Hold on. Heads, yes. I got one right
there. Ready?
Tails.
Tails.
Thank God I got one today.
There you go.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.